Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Mary Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Give Me a Clean Heart, O Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus entered the temple, and as he was teaching, the chief priests and the Pharisees came to him. Jesus said to them, "Listen to a parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'The heir, come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. When the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" The chief priests and the Pharisees said to Jesus, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." So when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that Jesus was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded Jesus as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, the first reading for Friday, March 22nd, is important too, and it's the story from Genesis about Joseph and the coat of many colors and his brothers selling him to the traders for 20 pieces of silver. So both stories are about getting rid of someone who is in our way. And there's violence in both these stories today. In Genesis, it's about Joseph and the coat of many colors. Joseph's father Israel has a special love for him and gives him a wonderful, special coat. Therefore, his brothers are envious of him. Not only this, but Joseph has dreams about his brothers bowing down to him and paying him homage. And so their dislike turns to hatred, and they decide to get rid of him. They end up selling him to some passing traders for 20 pieces of silver, and the traders sell him in Egypt. By the way, this is how the Israelites get into Egypt and remain there 400 years until Moses leads them out in the first Passover, which we will celebrate soon. These Old Testament stories are very good teachings. Let me read a little from the first reading for today. They, the brothers of Joseph, said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we shall say that a wild animal has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." And likewise, the Pharisees want to arrest Jesus. So there's violence in both of these stories. What do we see? Envy, principally. Envy and hatred and violence. These scenarios play out in our world today, don't they? Women and children, especially migrants, are kidnapped and sold into slavery in the sex trade. And human beings are abused and violated and manipulated everywhere, in our big cities, maybe in our small cities too. And here in our gospel, have you never read, Jesus said, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? The chief priests and the Pharisees say he will put these wretches, these murderous wretches who take the vineyard out of the heir out of the vineyard and kill him. So this is called avarice and greed. They kill him and get the inheritance. This is huge. Is this like today, say, in South America, where the mega-rich multinational corporations steal land from the poor because they want the resources? Or us stealing land from the First Nations? Those are the examples Jesus uses in the parable. There's also the duplicity of the leaders who know very well who and what Jesus is. Their duplicity and blindness and animosity. Now, I doubt that anyone listening to me today is about to kidnap a girl from the sidewalk and sell her. Or as in the first reading, we don't go out in the first reading selling someone. But we can all experience envy, pride, anger, selfishness, greediness, etc. in small ways. For us, it would be very small ways. They will be just small thoughts, small movements of the heart, we call them. I know I do. We don't go out and do anything, but still, the nasty thoughts can be there. So let us pray today that wonderful prayer from Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Loving heart, God, may my heart be clean. May my heart be clean. And you know, every one of us counts. We can never forget our world. And someday, the good will overbalance the evil and topple it. Loving God, give me a clean heart. Amen.